Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. So welcome back to my channel again. And in this, I'm talking about a contentious topic, which is the right to protest outside abortion clinics. And I want to discuss this separate from abortion, whether you think it's moral, immoral, amoral. But the question is, should people be permitted to demonstrate close to these abortion clinics? Now, many of the pro-choicers, they like to call themselves, they say, no, this mustn't be allowed. A high majority of the British public supports abortion. I mean, obviously, there's some variation in the views about what time limits they would agree to under what circumstances they think it's permissible. And I was stunned to see that 77% of people in the United Kingdom say that abortions should be criminalized, not abortions, forgive me, protests should be criminalized in the immediate vicinity of these clinics. Obviously, just because the majority wants something doesn't automatically mean that they should get it. And so many MPs have argued this on Brexit, that sometimes Parliament should do the unpopular thing and uphold the minority's rights. So here we see majority bigotry yet again, unfortunately. So the Public Order Bill has been published, and that's the government's proposal. If it's passed, it'll turn into an act. And the government begins in its preamble by saying that the government supports the right to engage in peaceful protest, and then goes on to completely negate that. This is for England and Wales. I think Scotland's got separate legislation probably going to come in. So that's most of the United Kingdom. I don't think Northern Ireland has it, actually. So that within 150 metres, you won't be allowed to demonstrate for life. And that's really shocking. So it's an invasion of people's civil liberty. You're usurping people's undoubted right to protest. Now, some of those who want to take away others' right to protest say, oh, yes, but it's harassment. Harassment's already illegal. If there is harassment, prosecute people under harassment legislation, or it's intimidation. Intimidation has been criminal for centuries. If there's anything intimidatory, you should prosecute them under that legislation. What they're doing is they're using these bogus claims in order to try and take away people's to demonstrate outside these clinics at all. I remember there was a judge centuries ago ruled that there's an undoubted right to agitate upon public grievances. Now, this is a highly controversial issue. It evokes very strong emotions. And precisely because it's so controversial, it's absolutely essential that people should be allowed to protest. And the pro-lifers, they are the dissidents, they're the minority group, and so they must, their rights are even more important because, you know, pro-choicers have it almost all their own way. They get what they want, they got the state on their side, they got the National Health Service on their side, publishing misinformation, claiming that it's just about passing a pregnancy, as though a pregnancy is a status, being ungrammatical, obviously a human being that's passing out. Is he or she alive? Does he or she have personhood? That's where they can debate. They've got the police on their side, the judiciary on their side. They've got Parliament on their side, looks like. The Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, they all perform abortions on their personnel. So they have every conceivable advantage in spades. They've got the broadcast media who will always talk about abortion rights, who will never say the right to life is being protected, someone is advancing the right to life, anything like that. They'll always frame it the other way around, showing their heavy abortionist bias. As the abortion industry makes lots of money out of this, they get kudos arising to them from that. And so unsurprisingly, they want that nobody should be allowed to question what they're doing and nobody allowed to speak up for the voiceless. So you could be someone who's fervently pro-abortion, think it's the loveliest thing ever, but still recognize the right of others to opine on this issue and at the relevant place. If you wish to protest against the army, you protest against outside an army base. If you want to protest against a judicial ruling, you protest outside a courthouse. If you want to protest about something Parliament's doing, you protest outside Parliament, right? If you want to protest against abortions, then you protest outside the abortion clinic. It's the last chance to get someone to change her mind. And is she doing this for financial reasons? Financial support is offered. Is she being cajoled or pressurized into this by her boyfriend or husband? It's a chance to show that there is an alternative. And the legislation, the draft says, well, if you're trying to interfere with someone's decision, that's a crime. But wait a second, obviously she can change her mind at the last possible moment. She can decide that she's not going to go through with this. And so on. So there are other things to do with this. Yeah, praying inside your mind has been criminalised in various places. So various local councils, first of all, Birmingham, and then a borough in London called Ealing, they outlawed this several years ago, about 2018. That if they think that you're praying silently, then that is a crime. Can you believe that? literally a thought crime. What happened to freedom of conscience? What's going on inside your head? And this very valiant pro-life lady who was standing outside an abortion clinic, and a police officer said, you know, are you praying inside your mind? She said, I might be. So she then chose to accompany the police station rather than be arrested, handcuffed, fingerprinted, have a DNA sample taken. She was prosecuted. She's found not guilty for the abominable offence of thinking. And then she's been, I think, charged again for another instance of this. So it really is shocking, people affecting this deprivation of fundamental human rights to protest, to speak up, to say what you believe. And people are really pro-abortion. They call themselves pro-choice. But if they are pro-choice, they must support others' choice to be pro-life, another person's choice to demonstrate for the cause of human life, another person's choice to demonstrate at an abortion clinic, another person's choice to chant slogans, another person's choice to show placards to prove the reality of abortion, another person's choice to speak to another person, including someone who doesn't want to be spoken to. It is not a crime to speak to someone who doesn't want to be spoken to. If someone asks someone the time and he doesn't want to be asked the time, I have not committed any felony against him or even misdemeanor. If I ask someone directions and she does not wish to answer, again, I have not committed any crime against them. When I'm cold called by companies, no, that's not a crime against me. No, I don't accept that's harassment. Harassment has to be at least two incidents. And some people like demonstrations. Well, no, dislike some demonstrations. Well, no shit, Sherlock. Every demonstration is disliked by some people. Otherwise, there'd be nothing to demonstrate against. If there were no abortions whatsoever, then the pro-life movement wouldn't be demonstrating. And wait a second, how come the pro-abortion people are allowed to demonstrate? They're there expressing their views. That's the thing, is the bigots these days, whatever side, they'll always say it's hatred, the other group. If you're this cause, you must hate the other cause. But our cause, we don't hate anyone, of course. We're completely innocent of this. So, you know, we have this rising crime wave in the United Kingdom, maybe a crime typhoon when it comes to theft. And the police, they're busily harassing pro-life campaigners. They're not going to do anything about burglary, about knife crime, about kidnapping, about shoplifting, about murder. No. They'll prioritize these soft targets, these mostly elderly, completely peaceful people. And I'm not aware that there's been a single conviction for anyone for harassing another person at an abortion clinic. Not a single conviction for intimidation outside an abortion clinic in the United Kingdom. Not a single act of violence. None. Zero. Am I wrong? Prove me wrong. If there are any, it would be very, very few indeed. I know in the United States, some people have taken rather more drastic measures when they want to stop abortions occurring. So that's it. And the legislation says with these so-called safe zones, well, not very safe zones for babies, where interference with any person's decision to access, provide, or facilitate the provision of abortion services with 150 meters zone is an offense. In all other places, you know, you can block roads or whatever, you can stand in somebody's way, you can chain yourself to railings or whatever, and that's not considered a crime. Suddenly, any protest that might be a little bit effective, that might actually save someone, no, that's a crime. Well, what do you think? I'd love to hear what you think. Why is it right to deprive people of their right to freedom of expression? Why is it right to take away people's right to have free association, so on? Why should people be deprived of their fundamental human rights? Right, thank you so much for watching my channel. So please subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.